Chapter 5, A Proper Snow Day at Last. When Nutty woke the next morning, the whole town was white. Not patchy machine snow, not one neighborhood blizzard. Real snow. Beautiful, soft, everywhere snow. The rooftops gleamed, the branches sparkled, the sled hill looked perfect. Even the goose seemed impressed, though it was hard to tell because it was mostly a round puff with feet. Nutville exploded into cheers. Children dragged sleds uphill, parents packed cocoa and cookies. Tony delivered scarves instead of letters because he said that was more urgent. Mrs. Hedgehog handed out sensible mittens to anyone who had forgotten theirs. The mayor attempted a formal snow speech and immediately fell into a drift with surprising dignity. Nutty stood at the window smiling. The Snowstarter 3000 sat in the shed with a blanket over it and a note from Grandma that read, "No." Mama burst through the door. "Snow day!" Papa followed, carrying the cocoa basket. Organized marshmallows. Grandma came last, holding the repaired stop lever. "You may keep this," she told Nutty, "to remind you that waiting is sometimes part of the fun." Nutty tucked the lever into his pocket. "Also," Grandma added, "your machine made an excellent practice blizzard." That was the closest thing to praise anybody had heard from her all week. They raced outside. Mama rocketed down the sled hill so fast she hit the bottom laughing. Papa made a snow chair and declared it the finest outdoor furniture in town. Nutty built a snow fort with windows, tunnels, and one emergency cookie shelf. By afternoon, the whole hill rang with whoops, crashes, giggles, and the sound of squirrels discovering that winter had been worth the wait. And when the first stars came out and Nutville glowed blue and silver under the snow, Nutty looked over the town and decided that maybe Grandma had been right. Real weather was late sometimes, but when it finally arrived, it knew exactly how to make an entrance.